Welcome back.
Hi, welcome back. Welcome to episode 2.
Kiki's looking at me like an Ableton user right now. So we're going to have beef later.
Guys.
Sorry.
Getting ahead of ourselves. Welcome to episode 2 of Play This at My Funeral. I'm Music
Nina.
Podcast.
Yes.
Right, go again. Go on. Say it.
You're going to let me speak.
Yeah, tell us. Who are you?
I'm Nina.
Wow, really?
This is my
great
podcast.
I'm so happy to hear it. I'm Abby. We're going to be talking about music. We're going to be talking about Spotify Wrapped.
Just a couple of guys being dudes.
Just a couple of bros being guys.
Being, yeah. Legit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about stuff. Yeah. Mainly about music.
I mean, right now it's just us, so I want to know. I want to know about you, Nina.
I want to know about me.
Yeah, tell me about yourself.
Tell me
what you've been listening. Because if people want to know about us, like, we did a little intro in episode 1. You can go listen back to it. We're talking to Nina's band and
I
shit.
I completely failed that intro because I forgot to mention, like, the whole reason that we were there, which was, well, my band was in the first episode. And when you asked me to tell the people about myself, I mentioned everything except for the fact I was in a band.
Yeah, but your other stuff is really impressive.
Oh, bae. So true.
What have you been listening to since we last spoke?
Since we last spoke? Okay. This is what I've been listening to.
Are you ready?
I discovered the new Billie Eilish single. I've been listening to it nonstop.
Oh my goodness gracious.
It took me a while. I don't know why. Because I'm like so... I'm not even late. I'm not...
Stop. What the hell are you talking about? Get my pretty name out of your
mouth. No, but it's like, how does her brother make her voice sound like that?
Does her voice not sound like that?
No, but like, it's like, stop. And then like, it's stop. Right in your ear. It's not going to sound like that because I'm not Phineas. I could be.
If you practice hard, I don't know what you would practice. Can you tell that I'm not a producer? I don't... know what you're talking about.
I bet he's sponsored by Apple.
What are you talking about? I don't understand. What do you mean, like, it sounds
like
it's in
Logic
your ear?
Pro. No, it just sounds so perfect. It sounds completely perfect. It sounds like she's in the middle of your head.
I
love her.
Do you still like make the thing on the settings on your phone so that it doesn't pan?
No, I got over that in year 10.
Yeah,
I used to listen to things in mono. Kitty, don't look at me like that.
Stop trying to interact with the guest. She's not here yet.
Sorry. I listened to that.
I remember you telling me that because you were like, when it pans, like, I hate feeling like the singer is on my shoulder.
Yeah, well, I hate feeling like imbalanced. It would really annoy me, so I just listened to absolutely everything in mono.
She's zen. Like me. She's balanced.
Yeah, balanced, baby.
I've been listening to so much new shit.
Yeah,
you ready? I wrote a list.
I wrote a list as well.
Look.
Look.
Okay,
tell me something from your list.
I've been rinsing.
Yeah.
Two albums in particular.
Wait, albums, full albums.
Yeah, full album. Okay. Like, it's very rare for me that I find an album that doesn't have any skips on it because I'm really picky.
Yeah.
And I listen to we'll get onto Spotify Wrapped, but like, mine is kind of boring because I have just been listening to just albums all at once.
Yeah, yeah, I was doing that.
But like, I just saved and all albums that I hadn't heard before. So
my
brain
capacity doesn't allow for that anymore. I can only listen to 4 songs, like a rotation of 4 songs at any given time.
And that's why you're in the music industry. It's so lucky that this is your job.
Yes. And I've already told you one of the songs. I've got
Let me tell you.
Sorry.
I'm so excited.
Okay.
Right?
What is it? One of the two?
Sega Bodega.
I don't know what that is.
Oh my days.
Tell the people what it is.
So basically, yeah. I saw a cover on TikTok of Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus.
Yep.
I know. My mum pronounces it Wheatus. She's foreign, it's fine. But there's a cover of Teenage Dirtbag by Dorian Electra and Sega Bodega.
Mm-hmm.
And I already knew about Dorian Electra.
Yeah.
Love Dorian Electra. but I'd never heard of Sega Bodega, and I was like, who is this? Great name. Yeah, right? So then I just like went, what I do is like, if I'll find someone new and then I'll just like save all their albums.
Yeah.
Or like their most recent. That's chaotic energy. It's like their first album and their most recent album, and then I'll listen to it all the way through.
Okay.
So I did that with Sega Bodega, and there's no skips. There's no skips.
What kind of style is it? What?
It's like, I guess like hyper pop. What's that called? Like
PC music?
Yeah, what I used to call PC music, but I guess isn't called PC music anymore.
Like bubblegum pop.
Yeah, but it's very dark.
So not bubblegum at all.
Irish. Yeah, no, but it's not. But it's like that style. It's like kind of Dorian Electra, Sophie, like that kind of
right
vibes. But
nice.
But yeah, and it's like it's really dark.
That music kind of makes my head hurt. Like sometimes.
Yeah.
Like sometimes.
Yeah, but it's like I didn't have to like be in the mood to listen to it. I was just listening to it all the time, and I was like, oh my god. And so it was that, and then like very conversely, Overnail by Diane Clark.
I have not heard of either of the albums that you've talked about.
Oh, Nina, it's quite something.
Really?
Yeah, me and Katie, our friend Katie, who also sent me, she wrote that song about imposter syndrome.
Yes.
And then put it on her story.
Yeah, like, yeah, that was great.
Send it to me now.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't release music because she doesn't want to, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
But she's so good.
Yeah.
Like her lyrics are so good. So she sent me like a little like MP3 of it. And I was like, la 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 la, like listening to it. So it was like that, and then we were just having one of those nights where we were just sitting around listening to music for hours on end.
Yeah.
And we just were listening to that. You know when you're listening to songs with really good lyrics and you have to like scream?
Tell people to shut up.
Yeah, you have to tell people you're like listening to the lyrics and you're like, reload it! Except it's like really indie sad, folk from 2004, and you're like, wheel it up, reload!
This is like such a fucking niche reference that's like, oh yeah, you know when this happens,
I'm sure people do that. No. Like people, like the lyrics are so good. Yeah. I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head, and she's really underrated, I think. Wow. Although she has a tiny desk. That's what it's called,
yeah.
NPR.
Yeah,
but from years ago.
And I didn't know. I looked at like behind the scenes of Tiny Desks like the other day, and it's
literally
just an office.
The office, yeah.
I had no idea. I thought it was a record store.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a record store.
And I thought that the whole concept was like a desk, and you were only allowed a certain amount of inputs, and that was like why it was like a tiny desk they were using. But
no, it's literally a desk, not like a sound desk.
Yeah. I got it wrong.
You're like too much of a
tiny desk. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but it's like
very cool though.
It's quite insane.
Okay.
So it's like Overnail, like no skips.
Yours,
but they're totally different.
Yours seem more cultured. Yours seem slightly more cultured. I haven't got albums for you, but I've got four more songs.
Go on.
Heartbreaker by will.i.am. Do you remember that song?
How could I forget it?
Someone
speechless.
Showed it to me.
I mean,
someone,
you know,
showed it to me at work.
I wish
and
I
it
could
blew
go
my
back
mind. Simeon played it, and I was just like, "How did you tap into this area of my brain?"
That song.
There's like at the end of it, there's
how
like a 2 minute Western outro. Of like
what?
It goes like, wow, 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 like Kill Bill sort of music. Like
I don't.
Someone walking
bit.
Through the desert, about to have like a pistol war, like in a will.i.am song, icon.
I mean, yeah, icon. Okay.
Yeah.
will.i.am's one of those people that, like, mums love.
There's a photo of my mum and will.i.am. I need to find it.
There's a photo of you and will.i.am, isn't there?
Yeah, but the photo of will.i.am and my mum is funnier. I feel like, how...
You
okay,
we can post
it as, like, the promo.
Follow
for
us on Instagram, at playthisatmyfuneral, to see the picture of will.i.am with
Nina. It's on her Instagram.
I don't think you can post the picture of your mum on our Insta. Oh my god.
He looked me dead in the eye and went, I'm your dad now.
Did that actually happen?
Yeah, we went to watch The Boys.
What?
Okay, he just followed us.
What?
Respect.
Oh my.
Okay, right.
That's really rocked my world.
I know. Martha was with us.
Jeez.
Yeah. It was insane. It was great.
I mean, I guess Will I Am's your dad now.
Yep. Yes.
I mean,
Okay. That was.
That's, do you know what other album I listened to? Sneak Bow. Sneak Bow's most recent album is called Nine Lives, and here's why I listened to it, because the album art, basically, I'm from South London, and Sneak Bow is like notorious in my area for like the rumor I think went round my school, like when my older brother was there more so than when I was there, but Sneak Bow, a local artist, he there was a rumor that he like turned into a cat.
Oh my god. Did he?
Well, everyone swears he turned into a cat, like he was running from an op or something.
Yeah.
And everyone saw him run, and then they saw like all his chains.
What, and
like,
then he named the album Nine Lives.
Yeah, but like years later, and all the songs are about how he has a kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I don't know that I loved it, but it made me feel like homely.
You want it played at your funeral? Maybe not.
Maybe I'd like people to talk about Sneak Bow at my funeral, I guess.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Will you talk about Will I Am at mine?
Yeah.
Packed.
Okay, cool. We'll shake on it.
No. Will I Am versus Sneak Bow collab?
Oh yeah.
Is that the title of this episode? No.
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 Also, after you guys were talking about Paramore so much, I listened to Paramore for the first time.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
And I didn't listen to Paramore when I was at the prime age of listening to Paramore.
Which album did you listen to?
I can't remember. Okay. The one with like Crush and
A classic.
Yeah.
No.
It had like the most of the singles that you had mentioned on it.
You know what I've noticed recently is I always prefer like artists' kind of like most recent albums. Like I always like,
but that album is like their second album.
Yeah, it's the oldest ones. Yeah, so I don't like that one the best. I like the self-titled one that they released in like 2016. I just think that's a really great album. And another band like this is, I think the Arctic Monkeys' latest album is their best album.
And I'm willing. Put that on Vibe of the Day.
I put that on Vibe of the Day.
Tell the story of Vibe of the Day.
What is it? Why did I start it? I started a group chat with Abby and Dora. Dora's a great music lover.
Dora Perfidi's music video maker.
Yeah, extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Just video maker extraordinaire.
Yeah. Incredible. Her boyfriend called me today to see if I wanted to go to the pub, and I said, no, I'm doing the podcast. And he said, can you mention me? So Charlie. Now, Charlie Brown.
We see you.
We see you. We see you shining.
Wait, no. Yeah. We see him shining.
We do. He's playing with Modern Women. Well, he's not playing with Modern Women.
He's playing
with Roscoe.
Good
Women.
Gig of the week.
Gig of the week.
Yeah, gig of the week. That is gig of the week. But on the same night as Sam Akpro and Sarah Meth, which is also gig of the week.
Gig
on the
week.
Same night.
I'm not going to either of them because
why?
I have uni.
Loser.
Yeah.
That's strong gig of the week. A gig ticket that I bought under new tier 2 restrictions. Horsey at Oslo Hackney.
Is that on Friday?
No, it's next Saturday.
Because they're playing on Friday with...
They are, with Folly Group. No,
what?
That's wrong. I'm wrong. Folly Group are playing on the same night as Horsey, and I wish I went to that. Horsey.
Horsey.
I don't know. But that is, yeah, there are some good gigs coming up. And
Nina created a group chat, which I think I subsequently named Vibe of the Day.
Yeah.
Because Nina just randomly put me and Dora together in a group chat and said, is this the greatest love song of all time?
It might be.
And what was it?
When You're Smiling and Astride Me by Father John Misty.
I'm not gonna lie, I've never heard that song. I said, yeah, probably.
It is the song that I listened to when I was 12 and I was definitely not in love. And then I found it recently and I was like, this is one of the greatest songs of all time. It's like, when the person you love is walking next to you, it's the best feeling.
That's
in the
very
world.
Refined taste for a 12-year-old.
Yeah,
it's Father John Misty.
Incredible. Like the way,
like, isn't he like a married Christian who like writes folk songs like with
Bless
very
him.
Intricate lyrics?
Bless him. And the greatest lyric in that song is "I love you as you are when you're alone."
Oh,
yeah,
that's nice.
It's like, yeah,
that's well nice.
Really tickles the Pisces in me. Yeah, Father John Misty, big vibe. That's one of the songs I've been listening to. That's my one of four in my heavy rotation.
That loads of new singles have come out from people we know.
That's true. Some really great ones.
Yeah, loads of really great ones that we don't have time to talk about, so I can't be asked.
Yeah, we're only going to talk about one special one.
Yeah, from Kitty Fitz. It's called Saving Face. She's nodding at me. Saving Face.
Yes.
I added it to a playlist I have called Alala Pupulala. Alala Pupulala. Which is where I put all the songs from made by people I know. And we're very lucky because she's going to play... Are you going to play that?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to play that for us. Saving Face by Kitty Fitz.
Woo! You're calling me your lover, so I'm calling you a cab. And I really don't want to do this, but you know I have to ask. You were meant to be an anecdote, and I'm calling everyone I know, telling them about you, how I want you at my show. And now I'm making you go. I know I never get these things right, but if you gave me a chance to, maybe I could love you. You know I get so nervous sometimes. If you gave me a chance to, maybe I might love you. It's like it happened overnight, and I can't get you off my mind. If I could get things under control, maybe I could leave it all behind. We only met 2 weeks ago, now we wear each other's clothes. I wanted to feel tired of you, but somehow I just don't. So the story goes. I know I never get these things right, but if you gave me a chance to, maybe I could love you.
I hate the sound of my own voice. How do you think I feel releasing music?
I can't.
Speaking of how much you hate your own voice, thank you for that beautiful performance, Kitty.
It's what I do. It's not much, but it's honest work.
Thank you for doing the people's work.
Someone's got body to it.
Someone's got to do it.
Spotify Wrapped.
Oh yes. Let's. I think we need some background of Kitty so that we can accurately roast her before she tells us her Spotify Wrapped.
Boy.
What'd you say?
What do you want to...
Who are you? Where you're from? What's your age?
Yeah,
so what would you do?
I
would have totally forgotten to do that.
I feel loved. I feel appreciated. I feel like an orphan that's been brought out of the cold and given gin tinnies and bourbons.
You're welcome.
So I'm Kitty Fitz. Fitzgerald is like, it's my middle name. It's like my mum's maiden name, but I haven't taken on Fitzgerald because I haven't grown into it yet. Like,
okay.
Cause, and also every time I say someone's like, are you related to Ella Fitzgerald? It's like,
yes.
No, thanks. I'm just Irish, babes.
Yeah.
I'm from Southeast London. You may have seen me at the Windmill or New Cross Inn or Amersham, because that is my circuit. But I'm also a session bassist, which is what I was mainly doing before lockdown. I play for a band called Prima Queen, and I play for Billy Martin and a couple of other stragglers along the way. But I started releasing music in lockdown because I was like, I've always wanted to do this, and imposter syndrome is harder to get at you when no one can like laugh at you in real life. To an extent.
Your lockdown sounds different to my lockdown. I was in my room laughing at myself and staring at a wall and doing nothing.
Oh man, yeah, baby.
But
you started a zesty music career.
Career is a strong word. I mean, I've made it onto this podcast. I've come far.
Yeah.
This is a milestone for me. I'm ready to be roasted, but I'm taking this like 5-minute redemption before it dives straight
it's
into
all downhill from here.
So just appreciate me now, because it's about to go.
Yeah. We're not even going to post it after. Yeah, also, I think it's worth saying we've kept ours surprised to each other. I really wanted to tell Abby.
We
what
kept
ours was.
Like having phone conversations and like almost spilling the beans.
Yeah, but then not.
The tea almost got spilled multiple times.
Oh my
like,
god.
But what about? No, stop.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm so ready to hear
okay,
this.
Where do we even?
Okay, minutes first? Listened. Let's start easy.
Yeah, this isn't like a roastable topic, I don't think. Yeah. 38,472.
Oh, we're doing accuracy, right?
No, just a.
I need to get up
guess.
The email, right?
Number. No,
mine was like 44,000.
I would always, I used to get like really competitive about it. I used to think people were really cool if they listened to more music. That's why Isis's one in like 2018 was 120,000 minutes.
Didn't she
even own headphones.
Yeah, but didn't you? Didn't you tell me that she was like on the bus just
pretending to be on the phone and listen to music?
That is a grind. Like,
I know.
That's impressive.
But like, sometimes you just need like quiet time.
I know.
No, because if I'm quiet, I can hear my thoughts.
Okay,
love
okay.
Not love.
44,000. Right, here we go. 44,597 minutes listened on Spotify. Also, I found out the other day that it only goes up to October 31st.
Yeah, what? I was so annoyed by that. It's January to October. Most of my like depression listening comes after that. Like, no one's gonna know just how much Phoebe Bridges is in there. Like, disgusting.
Oh boy.
I have emotional motion sickness, bitch.
I have emotions. Yeah, that's not too bad. But
okay, now I want to hear your opinions on the new... They've spiced things up this year.
Mm-hmm.
They did a little slideshow.
It's interactive.
They had music playing in the background. And what did you think of your... What's the playlist that's like... My phone's in Spanish, so I don't know what it...
Is it like the ones you missed?
Yeah, ones you missed. And
I didn't even look at that.
There's top 100, ones you missed, and...
And the new one, which they didn't do
on
last
record.
Year. On record.
Very
which
nice.
I was shocked.
I've just discovered that now.
Oh, Nina, it's so exciting. They've made a whole playlist where they take, like top songs... Like, either top songs or, like, top songs from your top artists... And then they put like the single, and then with it, a podcast.
Like the associated podcast.
Yeah, like this. Yeah. Like interviews with the artist.
This is really cool. I'm looking at it now, and it's pretty excellent.
I saw it and I wanted to cry. I was like, Spotify.
Cool. I'm going to dig into that. That's fun.
You do too much. Like, why? Like,
oh,
what have I done to deserve
missed
this?
Hits. My first missed hit is Fiona Apple, because I still haven't listened to Fiona.
Oh,
what is wrong with you?
I know. Fetch the Bolt Cutters was like on my top 100, definitely.
Jesus.
I didn't listen to it.
Jesus.
There's some cool stuff that I definitely missed.
Just missed a little movement there. It's okay.
Yeah, because I remember everyone posting it about it and being like, haha, fetch the Bolt Cutters.
Is that what they said? Ha ha.
Ha ha, tee hee.
Bolt Cutters.
Yeah.
The only problem with that song is the dog barking. Like, there's a point
I
in the song.
I just told you how I haven't listened to it.
Yeah, but Kitty's listened to it, so we're going to talk
we're
about,
not all
about
uncultured
you.
Uncultured swine, okay?
I don't have anything to say to that.
Well, let me tell you, there's a bit in that song where dogs just start barking, but it's like atmospheric and great. But I have a dog and it stresses him out.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I can't play that song in the house because it stresses everyone out. So that's like, that's a special me like marinating in this.
I've been in here too long. Also, it came out during lockdown and the lyrics are literally fetch the bolt cutters. I've been in here too long.
Yeah.
And true. I felt that.
She knew what was going on.
It was in my I had this what was your lockdown playlist called?
Isolation Station.
Mine was called Kermit the Hermit.
I also had one that was, I just like put my hands all over the keyboard.
Mine?
Yeah, that's actually exactly the sound I was going for. Like, exactly.
I love that both of ours rhymed.
Oh,
something so beautiful. I mean, mine is just the eye emoji, the lips emoji, and then the eye emoji again.
Nice.
It's tasteful, probably, and never can't favorite, go wrong.
My favourite combination.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
So, like, my top 100 songs is pretty much just all the songs that were in that playlist because I was just sitting,
going through it,
stewing, ruminating. Actually, I'm chatting Wes, right? Chatting Wes. Who says chatting Wes? I'm chatting Breeze, mate. I was chatting Breeze. During lockdown, I went through a weird phase of getting up at 5 a.m. because my dog was sleeping in my room and would get up at 5 a.m. and wake me up to like get out of the room.
I
would just get up when my dog got up, which was sunrise, which it was spring, so it was 5 a.m. and then I would put on my Kermit the Hermit playlist and do yoga and then feel like really dissociated for the rest of the day.
Wow. I would go on dog walks with my mum in the morning. It was
what
great.
Time in the morning? Because you're quite an early riser anyway.
I think so, but we'd go at like 6:45. Like, that's when my dog would wake up.
See, this makes me feel bad.
You just said you'd get up at 5 and do yoga.
Yeah, but I didn't like go outside until at least
you guys are making me feel bad. Because in my head, I was like, I've been the best person at lockdown because I ran like 5K every other day for like 5 weeks.
What?
But I did it. I would wake up at like 11, go on my run at like 12, and then do nothing until like 5 p.m. and then record music like all night and then do the same thing.
But that's preferable, though.
Healthy. I wasn't waking up when the sun was waking up, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I didn't know what days were. I just knew all I know is red wine and Ableton.
I discovered the gin and tonic cans in lockdown.
I didn't really drink during lockdown because, like, you would drink during a quiz, yeah, and then you turn off the quiz. It's like all
and
fun and games.
You're looking at yourself in the black of your laptop.
Like, all your friends leave and you're like, oh, all the lights are off. I'm sitting here with like a tinny. Like,
I made myself elaborate cocktails. I made myself like margaritas. I made myself like old fashioned.
Me and my mum did that as
well. For the pub quizzes. And I'd just sit there and everyone else would be having like San Miguel. And I'd be like, hey guys,
losers.
Did my makeup for this and I've got my cocktail. And I'm more fucked than all of you. Everyone wants me to leave this quiz now. Many people actually turned off my sound. Like,
Jesus. I went to a Zoom party recently in lockdown 2.0 for the PVA single.
We
launch.
Didn't talk. Oh my god.
We didn't talk
PVA,
about PVA.
Their EP. EP. Sleek Form.
Yeah. Exhaust Surroundings. Great.
I love Sleek Form.
I mean, it's all great. It's all great. It's really.
Have you
really
have
good.
You listened to it?
I don't have. I think I've like. They're one of those bands where I think I've played gigs with like a long time ago. And we're always in the same circuit. And I was like, this is fun. But then I just never properly like invested myself. Yeah. Afterwards, I was like, oh, I'm not going to listen to it because I listen to it all the time. I always see their gig, which is bad. It's bad.
No, they just released some good stuff.
To be fair, they did only just release music. Yeah, like, they released Divine Intervention, which last was like Christmas. New Year's bop.
Yeah.
New Year's bop. Me and Nina were at the Windmill on New Year's last year.
Yes. Physically, I was there.
I think you ended up somewhere else and then you texted me the next day and you said, I was really Mr. Worldwide last night, wasn't I?
I said, I went to like five different locations. I just kept getting in Ubers. I just...
Well, you missed PVA.
This is a story for another podcast.
Me, Joseph Kurtz, and ISIS. Aforementioned ISIS.
PVA.
No, you did. You weren't there for their set. They played, and they played Divine Intervention. That single had just came out,
yeah,
and it was like a really good song to dance to on New Year's Eve. So was I was it? Really yeah. happy, like, when their EP came out. Sleek Form is okay. about, it's like about like genderqueerness. It's yeah. like, yeah, genderqueer anthem,
yeah,
and also like, I guess, techno, right?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't.
Danceable vibes.
Yeah, I don't know anything about genres.
Yeah,
but neither. I like have been walking a lot recently because I'm always on my way somewhere.
Yeah,
and it's just like she moves with such sleek form, like in my
room. About me,
in my it's all about me. I'm walking around.
I'm the main character.
I'm moving.
Main character of your bedroom.
Yeah.
Oh, but okay. What?
To go back, swinging the mic at me like it's a gun. I'm like, okay. I guess I will indulge.
Give the people what they want.
Do you guys want to know how many minutes I listened in 2020?
Yeah, you didn't tell us. Well, you told me you didn't screenshot it.
Yeah, mate, I've got it here. It's less than your guys, so I wasn't going to say it, but then I was like, oh, they're going to go back and edit this and be like, when? 35,101 minutes. So I'm kind of lacking compared to you guys.
Not that much less.
Yeah, this, I'm the in-between between you guys. In-between.
I was offline for a lot of it, though, because I was running when I was running my 5Ks and my running playlist.
Did you also, like... What was that? We're just breathing.
I thought you were sighing.
I thought you were doing, 5K. Like, running breaths.
No, that's hot. I didn't know what that is.
I can't remember what I was going to say.
No, let's get into
it. Oh, no, I know what I was going to
say.
Throw back to literally like an hour ago when me and Nina were both just telling like non-stories, like neither of us were saying anything, and Nina just goes stop talking.
Abby and Kitty were just chatting, they were talking about something, they were telling a story, and what was going on
Nina
in my
just
head?
Stop talking!
Stop talking. I'm talking about gossip and boyfriend. It's like, all right, babe. There's time enough in the world.
I got so scared.
You know what happened in my
I was
head?
Like, why? Like what?
In my head, I was listening to myself, and I didn't realize you guys. I don't know. I didn't really. I wasn't
stop talking.
To what you guys were talking about. So I don't urgency. Actually remember saying stop talking either.
You like blacked out.
Yeah.
It's a fever dream for you. This is a podcast, Nina. Wake up.
Oh my God.
Long night, huh?
For real.
This is not for sleeping.
Now Nina's referencing a video of a duck.
Mr. Duckworth.
Mr. Duckworth. Long night, huh, Mr. Duckworth? Failed.
What I was going to say was, did you guys listen to a lot of music like not on Spotify that wouldn't have shown up, and would that have affected your minutes listened?
I bloody did, and I'm not proud, because it was me listening to In Rainbows on vinyl so that no one would know how much I was going through it. That got a lot of spins. It got a lot of spins. ABBA, The Beach Boys. To be fair, The Beach Boys are my favourite band, so that's not... I'm not really ashamed. But every time I say that to people, they're like, oh, yeah, like... That's kind of like quirky. He's like, no, have you heard Pet Sounds? Like, please step back. Brian Wilson, I'm free this Thursday at 5 o'clock when I am free, so if you want to... I am single. Come get involved.
Well, actually, funny you mentioned Radiohead. I was in the top 0.5%.
Of Radiohead? 0.5
of Radiohead.
Of Radiohead.
You're going through it more than anyone.
And you know what the thing is? I spent hours watching their live performances on YouTube, which wouldn't have been counted. Every Thursday I was on that stream, I was listening to Radiohead. I was going through it.
Nina.
I listened to them for 3,000 minutes.
Oh my.
That's not even nearly enough as the amount of times I listened to LCD Sound System. I listened to LCD Sound System 86 hours in 2017, 2018 maybe.
Okay, what was your top artist and how many hours?
Top artist? Well, it was Radiohead, and it was 3,000 minutes. I listened to There, the song from Hell to the Thief most?
What am I thinking of? The Hours thing.
The Hours, they used to tell you, oh, I've got my top song, and it told me how many hours I listened to my top song.
Isn't
alone.
It minutes?
No. Well, oh no, it told me in minutes and I calculated the hours.
Oh,
because my top song was a 15-minute song.
Okay.
And I listened to it for a total of 29 hours.
29? You, this, how much did you, because we talked about this last episode.
I listened
episode.
To 119 times and it's 15 minutes long.
What song?
People Thought My Windows Were Stars by Deathcrash.
That's the song that you said last episode. Yeah. You were like, I know it's going to be like a million hours of
yeah,
Deathcrash.
And I was right.
29.
And I did a video with them and I watched that video about 16 times.
Just to look at yourself?
No, to listen to the song. But no. And
just a little bit. Just
and I got the vinyl, so I listened to the vinyl loads. And oh man.
On repeat.
And then because I listened to that song and then their two other singles would come on automatically afterwards, those were my third and fifth top songs of the year.
So, wait, what's you guys'
Oh no, sorry, those are my second and fifth. So first was People Thought My Windows Were Stars, the second one was Slumber, and then the fifth one was Bones, which are all Deathcrash.
Okay, so what's your like top five, like this screen, like the top five,
top
where
five
it shows
artists.
The top five artists and the top five songs and
so,
your top genre?
Okay, so my one was top artists. One, Radiohead. Classic. Two, Talking Heads. Also
classic.
Classic. Listened to 77 about four times a day in lockdown. Told everyone about it. Three, Billie Eilish.
Pretty classic for you.
Yep. Four, Deathcrash.
That is the most Nina.
Very good. I mean,
like,
it is raw data.
Stats.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's so true. It's not like star signs that this is actual
star
numbers.
Signs are based on raw data.
Yeah, Nina, there's two pairs of hands ready to throw hands. I was about to say there's four pairs of hands. There's only two of us. Four
fight.
Hands. Four hands ready to be thrown. It's on site. We're looking at you. It's on site.
Okay, they're real. They're real. It's raw data.
Is it real?
If like astrology isn't real, then why are you a Pisces?
She made points.
Okay. Give me your top five artists, top
Kitty,
five songs.
Kitty, go first.
Oh
yeah.
Have you got it up?
You're ready to get
roasted. Okay, please don't roast me.
Because we're gonna roast you.
I went, you know, just before lockdown. Literally, I was on tour with the girls. And then
which girls?
Prima Queen, the Prima Queen girls. Check us out. We're really good, actually. Best band ever, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'll fight Nina.
It's pretty true.
Pretty true.
I mentioned you guys in the other podcast.
Oh,
excuse you. I was talking about the Win the Live compilations.
Yes. We are extremely verifiably
you're
sick.
You're in between Shame and Folly group.
Yeah, it's a beautiful sandwich.
Yeah.
It's a sexy sandwich. But okay, so this year, all I'm going to say about these numbers yet. So on tour, I broke up with my boyfriend at the time and then went straight into lockdown. So I just had a lot to kind of ruminate and process. And in that time, I was like, okay, I'm going to let go of some old habits. And one of my old habits is like music snobbery. Like, I feel like especially from like going to performing arts school.
Yeah.
And like as I grew up, like my dad used to work at Q magazine. So my whole childhood was like my dad and older brothers being like, oh, no, that's not real music. You can't listen to that. So ladies, my number one artist, I've slated them for many years. I have slated them for so many years. Like,
I'm going to throw
once,
hands because I think I know what you're going
to
say.
Once one of my friends, last year my friend said, like, do you want to go to this gig with me? And I said, I would rather like bleed out.
No, I'm so scared.
Is it four
so
numbers?
Scared.
Is it
it's
the
1975.
Four-
Okay, no. We need to roast you for that because
if anyone would like to apply to be on podcast episode two,
we're reloading. Come on,
reloading. Casper made me listen to 1975. It was horrible. We did album
okay,
club.
Okay, I listened to that album. Like, you know how I was saying that I listened to loads of new albums. Their album came out. I listened to it all the way through. I appreciated
it.
I said okay. They did some interesting stuff. They tried some new genres.
The new
they did some genre
good.
Bending.
Isn't good.
Oh, Kitty.
I know that. I like them. And their new album is verifiably not good. But do you want to know?
Their older albums are so much worse.
No, they're not. Okay,
well, wait. I need to... Because me and Nina, like, are not music snobs. Like, we pride ourselves on not being music snobs. Like, we love pop music
apparently
and
so
all sorts
Kitty.
Of shit.
So do I.
1975.
And you know what?
No, I just, you know what, babes? Moment of silence. I'm in a top 2% of listeners.
No!
From only listening this year alone, like, never listened to it before because I hated it. Like, I just heard a couple songs, I was like, that's absolutely not for me. And Matty Healy is a twat. I was like, no, don't want to be involved. Yeah. This year, top 2%. I listened to them for 4,929 minutes. And I only start listening at the beginning of lockdown until, obviously, like, the cutoff point.
That's rough.
I'm top so 2%. Afraid of you right now.
I'm so powerful.
I respect...
I contain multitudes.
I respect your bravery of coming onto a podcast about Spotify Wrapped, knowing that...
Well,
that
I love attention. Wrapped. I heard come on our podcast. I forgot that I'd actually have to, like, say this.
yes.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Okay. Continue. Well, you know.
Yeah, I'm maybe, gonna...
Are you going to redeem yourself?
I absolutely am. Because this lineup screams one thing and one thing only. This little Spotify situation I have on my hands is just like, she's bisexual. number one artist, 1975. Number two artist, Phoebe Bridges.
Yeah.
Number three artist, A Japanese House.
Yeah.
Number four, Muna.
Ooh.
Number five, Lana Del Rey. Is it?
Okay.
But she's been my number... She was my... You know when we got the decade Spotify rap last year?
Yeah.
Oh.
She was my most listened to artist of the decade.
Wow.
I don't...
Do you
she
like
is
older men?
No, my... I know she's like a boomer as well. Like, she's so questionable what she's doing right now. But like, musically, especially like her first album was the most inspiring thing. Like, I remember hearing that. And it was the first like kind of pop music I heard, really. Because my whole family, like, so snobby. Like, that's why I am the way I am. You know, I would only ever listen to like what they listened to growing up. And Lana Del Rey was like the first thing that was me and my dad's thing where he was like, this is pop music, but it's good. And I was like... Wow. What? And now I love pop music, so that was just stupid. But I was like, this is like different. I love this.
Also, like she was so sad and so were the rest of us. Do you know what I mean? Like, I remember being 12 and being like, I'm sad, like Lana Del Rey.
Yeah,
video
like
games.
Gets...
Play your video games. I'm 12. I play video games. I'm so sad. Also, Brooklyn Baby is a genuinely really,
oh
really good song.
God.
I still...
So
rinse that
good. That's like the best like summer holiday driving in a car, like your hair's flowing a bit but like not very much because my hair's really frizzy and like you can hear it in your headphones and you're like your parents are trying to talk to you but you have your earphones in and you're looking out the window like, oh, these are, I wish these were my real parents. I'm just in a movie, like
I'm a
okay
boy,
I'm gonna have to say I've never listened to Lana Del Rey.
I think you
how
enjoy
have you never
some of it.
I have never put on a Lana Del Rey song and
have you had
it
infiltrate you in other ways, like have you been in a room and it's on and you're like, wow,
you
slaps.
Must have heard Video Games or at least a cover of
video
it.
Video Games,
yeah so Trixie Mattel's cover of Video Games was so good.
Yeah.
Like what? Like it was so good. Oh, it's so good. It's like a country version of Video Games. But it's a like a drag queen doing it, so it's fine.
I'm like heavy into covers right now. I'm really enjoying
heavy.
Like, okay.
Yeah, I fuck with that heavy, bro.
Thanks guys. Thanks for the affirmation.
It's okay.
I recently discovered one of my favourite David Byrne songs because I literally think that David Byrne is God among
is
men.
God.
Okay, cool. was covered by a band called Whitney. Yeah,
my mum loves Whitney. I've literally never listened.
They did a cover of Strange Overtones, and there is a lyric in my favorite David Byrne song that I really don't like, and Whitney didn't like it either, and they changed it. So now I can listen to it and listen to Whitney's lyrics, which like they only change a bit of a verse, but they just make it like less cheesy because David Byrne is quite cheesy. And now I just love it. It's amazing. Strange Overtones. Great cover. They also did Country Road, Take Me Home. I think they did like an EP cover.
Amazing.
And people don't know that it's originally a David Byrne song. It's great.
What,
it's...
Country Road?
No. It's my happy song. It's a song I listen to when I want to walk with purpose and like bounce down the road.
She's bopping.
I know that everyone has
one of
those.
Down the road.
Okay. I know everyone has one of those.
Well, listen to the Dorian Electra Sega Bodega cover of Teenage Dirtbag.
I'm not downloading TikTok though.
No, don't. I mean, I swear you already had it.
You just view them off Instagram, you
peasant.
Just get it straight from the source.
What?
You're
TikToks.
Not getting TikTok. You watch TikToks on Instagram that have been reposted from TikTok, babe. What are you doing?
Mr. Duckworth is not on TikTok.
He probably is.
He could be.
He probably
you've seen the type of videos I watch. They take like 5% brain capacity.
Yes.
To
I don't even have custody of my brain cell right now, but TikTok is the best thing. The amount of mindless...
Mr. Duckworth lives in my head rent-free.
Yes, I've got so much Duckworthy content
stored
on this phone. The future is beautiful, Nina. Step on up. Oh. Get out your moo-moo and come get involved.
No. I refuse. Okay, I was expecting to roast Kitty more, but you did redeem yourself.
What's your top genre? Is it like...
It's rock.
Mine is rock as well.
Really, it's so more, poppy. It's so old
that's
poppy.
That's more like... Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's because my top song is rock, I think. But we're not there yet. Are we there?
Yeah. Top songs.
Okay, my top song...
Rattle through them.
A song called Hockey Teeth by a band called Bahamas. I think it's more like one dude. And I won't lie, it's the only song I've listened to by them. But... It's just a really cute, like, love song. And it's really, like... It's got, like, kind of country-style guitars.
And you go through 2 breakups in 1 year.
Too soon. It's fresh. It's fresh. Christ.
We really are sending for you today.
On my back. It's called bullying. It's not even cyberbullying, because I'm here. It was...
Is it the door slab?
Yeah, she's gone. But, yeah, it's about, like... It's called Hockey Teeth, because he's written this, like, love song... Being like, you know, I dated girls before you, but they are nothing like you, like nothing compared to you kind of thing. And she's dated guys before me, but, you know, we're at this point now. And the guy was like, it's hard to find information on it because it's not a very popular song, you know. But wow. His girlfriend had like kind of buck teeth and he was saying like, oh, every night when I, like the lyric is like, every night when I go to sleep, I'm thanking the Lord for giving you hockey teeth because that's like, he loves her and like everything about her.
Okay, but that's like a weird like part.
It's backhanded.
That's really, do you know what energy song that has? That One Direction song that's like,
no.
It's like, oh. I know you've never loved your thighs, but I don't care because you're perfect, but you're fat and like.
What?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I wasn't a Directioner.
Neither was I. But I think I've seen so many like. So much. I just opened my phone to Google it. It says, "How do I request an ADHD referral?" Okay. Anyway, that was a self-read. One Direction.
Well, you saw my Google when I opened up my laptop. I don't want.
Nina opened her laptop, and there was like 20 tabs open. 19 of them were eBay pedals, and one of them was Molly May from Love Island's most recent YouTube video.
But the thing is, okay, her life
also, I should mention that Nina watches YouTube videos in like double speed. So I'd be like, hey guys, what are you doing?
Watch it at double speed. I watch it times 1.25.
No, I actually do.
Because sometimes people just talk too fucking slowly. I've got shit to do. But I'll have... Okay, I was in the bath, right? And I was watching a queue. And I was watching Emma Chamberlain. And then I... Okay. Fuck off. I like watching just like random vloggers.
Random.
Are you trying to emanate friendship?
Shut up.
Like, you want a girl in a room talking to you?
Yes.
Telling you about her day?
Exactly.
We're right here, bro. We're what Molly can't be.
Wow. Friends?
Jesus.
My point was, in the queue, the next song was a music video, and it started playing at 1.25 speed. And I was in the bath and couldn't get up and stop it. And it's just going like... I was just saying that, like, get me out of this fucking hellscape.
It was Chocolate by 1975.
Don't look at me like that.
Don't look at me like that.
Jesus, all right.
Do
Abby,
we have time for my one?
Yeah,
am
you're
I
up.
Allowed? Okay.
You're not getting away with this.
Yes, okay.
YouTube fucking...
This is the meme du jour, the meme of the century, right?
Oh, yeah.
My top artist is Step Brother. And I'll tell you why. Because me and Nina have a deal.
What do you mean?
No, we didn't agree this deal. It's just, the deal is friendship. The deal is called friendship.
So
and because I support Nina's music career so much that whenever she releases new music, which she did a lot this year, I put it on repeat. I turn my Spotify on mute and I just play it on repeat. For hours on end.
I saw you doing that on your Spotify activity.
But you know you can get, like, the songs can be taken down if you do that. it happened to this girl I went to school with, like,
well, they didn't get taken down. But, I'm like, just a big
be
fan.
Careful, she got like a bunch of her friends to do it, and loads of people did it. She got like 40,000 listens. It got taken down at 40,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Abby, saboteur. Well, do you know how much of it? Do you know how much of it?
It's such a meme, and I'll tell you why. Because this is the first year in maybe 5 years or however long Spotify has been doing Spotify Wrapped, where Björk has been my number two and not number one. Because
wow.
Every so year Björk is number one.
Yeah.
And this year it was Step Brother.
Epic.
How do you feel?
That's a big moment, epic. No? I feel pretty epic.
And then
do you feel jepic?
Yes.
Jepic. Then Jamie Isaac, then Ariana Grande, then Diane Clark, who I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And that just shows how much Diane Clark I listened to in the past maybe 2 months.
It's
because
scary that
in
some...
October, because it yeah. ended on October 31st, and I only found out about
some
Diane Clark
I
at the beginning of October.
Yeah, some songs
and she's in my top
in October,
five.
Made its way into the top five, which is just weird.
So. Easy to Be Around. Oh my god, that wow. song is so good.
Yeah.
The harmonies. She's I think I texted you her lyrics because I know that you have like a little notes page for good lyrics.
Yeah.
I think you talked about that last episode.
Yeah.
But she's I think I texted
well,
you the lyrics.
Well, I have a notes page for good lyrics, but I just have a notes page of sentences that people say to me.
Oh.
That I like.
I like sentences
I like
that
when
people
sentences are formed.
It's that lyric that's like
my ear.
You know the one I sent you, it's like, oh, now that I've calmed down, my heart beats so steady that you could set your watch by me.
Yes, I do remember that one.
Oh, so good. Love anyway that. So that's my top artists, top songs. King Red by Step Brother. White and Gold and Blue and Black by Step Brother. Easy to Be Around by Diane Clark. Next to Me by Jamie Isaac. Bop.
Some classics.
And Homebody by Kamal.
Epic bops.
Shout out Kamal.
Shout out Kamal.
Shout out Kamal. He that was really convenient that he released that song when he did because
yeah,
he released it
at the start of lockdown.
No, he released it before lockdown, like maybe like a week before. Like it was before lockdown was even spoken about, but it was like just in time.
Wow.
And that was on my Kermit the Hermit playlist, so I was doing yoga to Homebody.
That was on my isolation station.
Yeah, it was just the perfect isolation song.
It was.
Like, just the right amount of sad, but also kind of, like, synth poppy.
It's lovely.
It's really lovely. And we know him.
Yeah.
He's nice. Hello, Kamal.
yeah, I'm trying to, like, any more honourable mentions on
my top genre was art pop.
Oh, that was mine last year, because Talking Heads.
She's not like other girls.
I recently learned the phrase manic pixie dream.
Yeah,
girl.
I just taught Nina that phrase. Can't believe it.
What?
You
today?
Just got manic
when you left
dream
the room,
girl.
Like. Yeah.
Abby, you're not like other girls.
Like
did
other
I do
girls.
It right?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Okay. I've never been told that before.
It's okay.
I listened to 890 artists this year.
Big flex.
Oh, I think. Wait, how do I find that one?
I only listened to 371. I felt like that's a flex when I saw it, but.
Oh my god.
890? I'm kind of shook. Like,
that's a lot.
That's a lot. But I, like I'm saying, like, I didn't listen to the same artists a lot. Like, I on purpose was listening to a lot of different people.
That's fair. I didn't really. I said I discovered 166 new artists this year. But I think it's just because I was just like...
I listened to 864 artists this year.
I listened to 355 genres, including 101 new ones.
How many genres are there?
I don't know. I only know like two.
And be like, tell me.
I feel like they're just guessing. They're fully just
tell me all the genres and then I can finally be free.
That's not real.
Capitalism can exist as long as no one knows all the genres.
Oh, I discovered 306 new artists. That's still... A lot.
I think I was like 360. I think I don't know.
What is escape room? It's in my top five genres.
Is that a podcast
genre? I don't know. No, it's I don't
is
know.
That immersive?
It might
Does
be.
Does anyone know? Please tell us.
Yeah. I listened to almost 16,000 minutes of podcasts.
I listen to a lot of podcasts, to be fair.
We're doing a podcast.
Has never listened to a podcast in her life.
Listen to My Favourite Murder. That's my favourite podcast.
Yes!
It's so good. Wow. It's just like women chat shit. Who knew?
I like Guys We Fucked, which is two comedians interviewing men they've had sex with.
I'm interested. I want to hear it.
But then,
I don't like listening to other people talking.
Wow. How did you get the idea for this?
She's a Leo rising.
Yeah, I am uncomfortable when we are not about me.
Stop talking!
With that, things are aged badly. Everything Nina says.
This is so true. Oh, whatever. What, how did this end up being roasted? Okay, so what I'm going to take from our top songs of the year is I listened to the same 15-minute song for 29 hours from like May. Like for half of the year, I listened to over a day's worth of one single song. That's rude.
That's kind of rude still.
It's a sad song. It's a sad song. And it's the perfect length of my walk to work, which is why I'd always like put it on when I leave the house. And then I'd get there and it'd be like, da-na-na. And then I'd just be like, hey guys,
she's really good.
I know. Okay. Can you give us the backstory of your top song? And then Kitty's going to play us out with a beautiful number.
I would analyse my Spotify Wrapped as a lot of me listening to other people talk.
Yeah.
Because I had no one to talk to during lockdown. Oh. A lot of me just She's listening sad. To people I know.
She didn't go to Molly May, mate. No coming back from that.
Yeah. And a lot of me just like...
This is 1975. Yeah.
Good lyrics. I think good lyrics in mind.
You just wanted someone to talk to, didn't you?
Yes. Yes. Talk to me.
Yes. Kitty, what did you learn from the 1975?
Yeah, what have they taught you?
Honestly, I'm going to say it because you know what? No one can hate me more than I hate myself. I like their production, okay? I just think it's neat. not the first
the
album with
Simpson
the
quote. I like potatoes.
Yeah,
I think they're neat.
I did that for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. No, but not the first album because it's inaudible cursive singing. We're just it's just a lot going on. But I do like, you know, I like their production. I can respect it. I like it. I can emanate it. You know, I definitely steal elements here and there. I've read their Sound on Sound articles.
That is, as a non-musician, that is such a musician cop-out that I've seen so many musicians do, where like no one can argue with you if you're like, I just like the style of production, I think their production is good.
I think it sucks. Because,
like, who's gonna argue with that?
Nina.
Yep.
She's throwing hands as we you can't
okay, see that's guys. The moral of the story.
If you think you have a more embarrassing Spotify rap than our friend Kitty here, let us know.
Yeah.
The most embarrassing rapped, me and Abby and Kitty will deliver a Gordon's gin and tonic can to your door.
Yeah.
And we'll drink one with you.
No, we'll fight to death at Hunger
Games. Unless we don't know you,
okay,
in which
either
case
way,
you'll just get a shout out.
No. Send us your address. We'll come to your house.
It's on site.
It's on site.
We're gonna throw hands.
Yeah, if it's that bad, we will come to your house and beat
you
up.
DM us. Play the app. Play this. I'm not even logged into the Instagram account.
At play this at my funeral. I thought you were logged in. I keep like looking.
Should we tell
everyone
our password?
No, I keep looking to see if you're like gonna post anything. You never do.
Maybe I will. And the chaos will reign. But for now, that's been our 2020. It's been rough.
It's been rough.
We're trying our bloody best, innit?
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah. Thank you, Kitty, for joining us on this
thank
beautiful...
Thank you, Kitty.
And thank you for playing us out. Do you want to tell us what you're going to be singing? Plug your socials.
So, yeah, I mean...
Let the people know who you are.
You've heard Saving Face. I don't have any gigs coming up currently. I did a little, like, string of them at the windmill, which was really fun. It was just like...
Save the windmill.
People just messaging me at 10 PM the night before being like, hey, do you fancy playing a gig tomorrow? And I'll be like, buddy, go on then.
Yeah.
But my socials are all at KittyFitsD because there's some random person called KittyFits on Instagram and I'm just like, come on, just give me the name, babe. But now I've had to adapt.
Bring back Meme DeMarco.
Yeah. I swear to God, not my Mac DeMarco fan account.
No.
So I'm going to be playing you out with a cover of I'll Try Anything Once by The Strokes. Because I'm just trying to redeem myself after my display today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Ten decisions shape your life. You'll be aware of five. life about. Seven ways to go through school. Either noticed or left out. Seven ways to get ahead. Seven reasons to drop out. When I said, I can see me in your eyes, you said, I can see you in my bed. That's not just friendship, that's romance too. You like music we can dance to. Send me down. Shut me up, I'll calm down, and I'll get along with you. There is a time when we all fail, some people take it pretty well, some take it all out on themselves, some they just take it out on friends. Everybody plays the game, and if you don't, you're called insane. Don't, it's not safe no more. I've got to see you one last time. Soon you were born in 1984. Send me down. Shut me up, I'll calm down, and I'll get along with you. Everybody was well dressed, and everybody was a mess. Six things without fail you must do, so that your woman loves just you. Oh, all the girls play mental games, and all the guys were dressed the same. Why not try it all, if you only remember it once? Send me down, shut me up, I'll calm down, and I'll get up.